So how do we find a balance in times of challenge? This is an age-old question, and so we would like to speak to you about it a bit. And we would first like to eliminate the things that you do not do. Because times of challenge mean that there are things you feel. Fear is a thing that you feel. Loss is a thing that you feel. The discomfort of change is a thing that you feel. And we would never tell you not to feel that. Because if we did, that is taking away part of your life that strengthens you. The situation may not have been designed on purpose to punish, but there are many circumstances that we actually need to get through in order to feel our strength and to realign with the strength of the universe. And these times are the times that promote those conditions. But we would like to point out two things at least. One of them is that challenges are not punishment. Challenges are things that you encounter on your path if you live on the earth long enough. They do not mean that you have done something wrong, and be very careful that you do not return to that judgment of the self, because circumstances are complex. And there is more than one thing that is involved in whatever you are feeling now, whatever you are experiencing. And as you react from a place of love for yourself, what you will find is that strength follows that. If you fall into fear, you will feel the strength go away. And we all have moments like that, but we do not want a pattern like that. We want to be able to acknowledge fear, to acknowledge anger, to acknowledge frustration, to acknowledge that, but not to hold on to that. To say, this is absolutely what I feel. I acknowledge it, and now I am willing to let go of it. There's a beautiful saying, we know you are familiar with it, nature abhors a vacuum. And when you are willing to move that out of the central part of your being, what you have made is a vacuum that draws in the light. And when you are doing that, you are becoming stronger. Now notice, we did not say that you do not feel what you feel. But there is a difference between feeling a thing and bonding with it and carrying it as though it is a part of who you are, because it is not. It is a circumstance. Who you are is a daughter of God. That is who you are. And that is the identity we want to protect. So when we are able to acknowledge the frustration, the feeling, whatever it is, and say, I acknowledge that all of those feelings are there, but I'm going to release them now because I need to make a place, shall we say, for reinforcements, for the energy the universe sends to us that makes us strong and able and forward-moving in our lives. And it is that ability to move these things to one side so that there is room. There is room for that power that comes from the universe. This is an advanced spiritual lesson. We are not presenting this to you as simply a something that you do, a piece of fluff. It is not. It requires a kind of knowledge of who you really are, and a genuine knowledge of who created you and who loves you and supports you, and who will send you whatever it is you need to get through what you are going through now. It is an act of faith. And so we present this to you because we do not want you to hold on to something that is going to work to your detriment. We want you to acknowledge it, move it aside, and make a place for the love and the power and the strength to return to you. Is this easy? It is not. You'll note we did not say this was an easy lesson. It is not an easy lesson, but it is a powerful lesson. It is a lesson that is powerful because it is not a lesson of denial. It allows you to feel what you feel, to know what you know, but then it makes you strong enough to say, this is painful for me, I do not like it, and I am moving it aside and making a place for love. And that is where your power begins to build. Not that you are in denial, but that you are in connection. So we will take a few moments now and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in the peace. Exhale the fear. Open the crown. Feel the golden light of the universe flowing into your body, touching every chakra center, bringing it to life, nurturing it. Feel it move through the third eye, the heart, the solar plexus, the second center, the root. Let that energy heal, calm, enrich, make wise every part of you. And know that the energy from which this is sourced is the energy from which you came. Feel strength gathering in you, and wisdom, and love. Remember who you are. Bring your attention into your heart center and look at the garden, the beautiful things that are growing that you've planted, the places where you are comforted, the places where you rest, where you are safe, where you are peaceful. and find the place where water flows, and go there and drink the water to refresh your spirit. And be aware that the rain is falling in your heart, the rain that grows what you have planted, the rain that relieves you of your burden, washes away the worries and the world, and see life becoming bright around you, and expanding and becoming even more beautiful than it was before. And see that there is a path that becomes lighted. And feel that you are drawn to that path because it is for you. Step onto the path without effort and know that you do not need to work to move upward on this path. And as the path moves you upward, be aware that the air is full of blessing, full of all that you need, all that nurtures you, all that strengthens you, all that heals you. And the path moves you upward. And you come to a place of union. And the energy of this place reunites your earthly being with your spiritual being. You are you on the earth, and you are you in the expanded space of spirit, the spirit that connects you to the universe. You are part of all that is, and you are loved. Now see that the path moves you upward again. And see that you come to the place of focus. And you are given a symbol in this place. Perhaps something that you hold in your hand. And when you hold it in your hand, you determine where your focus is going to go. So if you look at it and think of love, all of your focus goes to that you are loved. You have choices, but find a symbol that reminds you of this choice. And the path moves you upward again. And you come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind. Allow yourself to know the gift. Now turn on the path and begin to come back again. And feel that you are lighter because you are full of light. And breathe in the blessings, the things that serve your spirit and your body and your mind. And as you breathe in, know that all of these things are served and cared for and blessed. Come again to your heart center and begin to breathe into the center of your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,